Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 148. Welcome to the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
What routines will you change or keep after the lockdown? So we have entered phase 2 plus. So we have accelerated our ending of the lockdown. We've brought it forward a little bit. Hopefully it keeps being brought forward a little bit, because that means that things are improving faster than we anticipated. That's super for growth. It's super for ourselves to get back to our lives. What is the new normal? What is the old normal? What are you going to change? What are you going to keep? What's the first thing you're going to do after the lockdown is completely ended? What are you going to get back to? What can you not wait to get back to? What are you dreading getting back to, or you're going to avoid getting back to? What have you learned? What are you going to change? These are all really, really important questions. And they're important questions now, because if you don't know your destination, you're not really going to get there. It's unlikely you're going to get there. It'd be very, very fluky if you did get there. If you don't know what you want as well as what you don't want, it's going to be very, very hard to figure out if you're on the right path at all. So have a look at your goals. Now is the perfect time for this. The lockdown isn't fully lifted yet. COVID-19 has not vanished, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. We are progressing. We're progressing quick enough. There's a lot of new businesses going to be open. There's a lot of new businesses then going to be reopening in the next few weeks if they haven't already opened this week. Things are changing, things are progressing. What will you change? So what habits or routines will you keep? Did you manage to, you know, have a healthy training routine at home? Did you manage to have a healthy eating routine? Did you manage to have healthier relationships with the people that you are in lockdown with? Did you manage to read more? Did you manage to have more productive self-time? There are some of the positive routines that you may want to keep. What would you change? What would you change? Do we drinking too much? That's a very, very common one. I've heard that the bottle banks are absolutely full with recycled bottles from all the home drinking. Did you? Was that you? Did you eat too much junk food? Were you unhappier in your relationships during it? Was the lack of space? Did you not take enough time to yourself because you were cramped up? What are the things that you would change? What will be the things that you're going to do? Are you immediately going to leg it out the door and hit your local pub, which is another common one I've heard? Are you really looking forward to eating out, going to your favorite restaurants? The gym is always very high on most people's list. Can you not wait for the gyms to reopen? They're not quite open yet here anyway. Are you looking forward to getting back into your training routine? Are you going to drive more? Are you going to drive less? Are you going to avoid travel for the next couple of years? Can you not wait to get back on the plane and travel again? I think you'd be in the minority if you said, yeah, but you know, it's totally up to you. I'm not going to judge whatever your goals are. That's totally up to you. But do have a think about your routines. Will you miss the excuses, the perfect excuse to be antisocial? Will you miss that? Will you miss being able to say, well, sure, I can't go to the party I didn't want to go to because, you know, COVID-19 and we're all on lockdown? When you don't have that as the opportunity to use for to justify your antisocial behavior, what are you going to do? Will you come up with another excuse instead, or will you just accept it and just be sociable? So for all the social people, I'm sure you can't wait for getting re-energized by all the people that you've missed during this as well. I do wonder about handshaking. I've heard people saying that handshaking will never come back, and I don't think so. I think it's very, very hard for people not to shake hands, for not to greet each other, not to hug. I do think slowly but surely, in a safe and managed way, that we will see a return to this. I said in the last episode I did on Wednesday, I was talking about the new normal. I know that expression drives a lot of people mad, the new normal. And I don't really have a problem with that expression myself. I have a problem with the new normal if it's going to be newly negative. So if the new normal isn't actually improving on all of our lifestyles, then it's not something that I am mad about. I don't mind the new normal if it's going to be for the betterment of all of us, but I would also still like some of the old normal back as well, please. So have a think about it. What will be your new normal? What old normal will you retain? And I wish you all the best, and I wish you a very safe return to your new normal and your old normal as the lockdown diminishes. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.